Hello, this is Jonathan. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And that was Lullaby Orchestra, put on by the computer, the song Unite. Something like 11, 12 exclamation points at the end of it. Something that may only be able to be represented in exponential quantities. And it was interesting. Lullaby Orchestra, I did not put that on. The computer put it on. Our program, Sam, put it on. And with software, hardware, when it does a good job, you laud it and make an idol out of it, and you pet it, you cherish it. But when technology doesn't do the job, I think, well, an aggressive approach is valuable. You demean it. You push your technology around. Think on it. So, Lullaby Orchestra, according to this page that I've just Googled for the sake of edification, Toronto-based, writing minimal stripped-down and raunchy rock songs, fuzzed-out bass sound, banshee vocals, hardcore punk with 60s-era soul creating an unusual yet raw and energetic sound. And you see, my impatience is what is allowing me to be poetic in this instance, reading through the disjunctive synopsis of Lullaby Orchestra. If you want to check them out, Toronto band. I am an advocate of Canadian art. Let's play some rock music. Was nice and succinct. That was Swans, the Oxygen radio edited version, which will be available on their upcoming EP, which is composed of nothing but edits of the song Oxygen off the album To Be Kind. And it's nice, it's succinct, it's the EP in and of itself, for those who surmise Swans as an act which is repetitive, perhaps sounds like they're playing their own single song again and again. Well, you can experience that in a rarefied final format in the comfort of your own home when that EP comes out later this year on Mute Records. And it was cathartic. I've been dealing with some a crisis today. I left my scone in another building. I just had to deal with some production training. I'm very hungry right now. And it's making me want to forget my body, forget this entire necessity and need for food, sort of lapse into just sheer unadulterated comfort, forget these hunger pangs. And on that note, we've got a suite of songs. I don't think I used that word correctly. A suite of songs. Got 18 plus. Dan Bodan, who's releasing his new album on DFA, but also that album in a cassette format on Vancouver's own 1080p. And then after that, we've got a James Barrero song. So please, stay tuned. And we'll be segueing into those songs momentarily.
I can't fight.
So, Finn?
Are you alive?
Yes. Yeah.
The Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour returns with a stellar lineup of headliners, starring stand-up writer and person Dimitri Martin.
I'm standing right behind you.
Funny as Hell host John Doerr, Canadian Comedy Award winner Levi McDougall, and podcast superstar Todd Glass. The Capital One Just for Laughs comedy tour at the Orpheum on November 14th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/comedy tour.
We be
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Thank you to Cinema Politica for all the work that they do. And thank you for Anna, bringing me a very nice, our advertising coordinator, for bringing me a very lovely, chewy, crunchy granola bar. All sorts of little bits and pieces in there while I was musing on the frailty of my human body, the necessity to eat. It's nice to take pleasure in like little non-mechanical bits and crevices and creases, little bits of berry and like little things get stuck in your teeth. As I was saying, I left my scone in another building. I think I will go back for it after this show. What you just heard was from in reverse sequential order, James Ferrero, New York Maverick, one time recipient of The Wire's Album of the Year. That was COB, Coked Out Banker. They have a nice, vapid, vacuous sort of tune in a very aspirational sense. In a very can-do sense. Very nice. For that, we had Dan Bodan's A Soft Opening. Dan Bodan, Canadian, prairie-born, grew up in Montreal, has lived in Berlin for the past 8 years, been studying techno in all its myriad forms. This A Soft Opening was the name of the song, the name of the album that it's going to be out as, on, as a part of, is Soft. Got these deformed cartoon characters, impossibly porcelain. It's, again, interesting to see, to think about. Very erotic song, obviously, Dan Bodan. Thank you for that, Dan Bodan. And thank you for being from Canada. from the prairies, where the plainness of the environment, not to the detriment of that part of the world, is a sort of begging for the virtualization and occupation of the land by computers, machines, internets. Before that, we had 18 Plus, experimento pop duo from Los Angeles, composed of Boy and Sis. Nice little confusions in their song, little achings. But again, very vapid, vacuous, and not in a way that is detrimental to the theme or message of the music. The song was All the Time, and that's off their upcoming album, although it has been released before. That's off their upcoming album, Trust, which will be releasing later this year. It's their first album. They've released, I believe, 3 mixtapes before this. And yeah, coming up next on CITR 101.9 FM, we've got Batch 1 from Camo Tapes. Then we've got Space is the Place, Ellipses 4TV from Maharaja Sweets and Seth Graham. And after that, who knows? The sky's the limit. Unless you're a computer. And then you can't really move anywhere without human assistance.
Stay in your basement, play for yourself, you know, get all into the higher consciousness of this and what's he thinking about. I've heard one of your interviewees talking about, you know, higher consciousness and all this kind of stuff, all right? The music is for the people. If it's not for the people, you stay in your basement, play for yourself, you know, get all into the higher consciousness of this and what's he thinking about. Stay in your basement, play for yourself, you know, get all into the higher consciousness of this and what's he thinking about. I've heard one of your interviewees talking about, you know, higher consciousness and all this kind of stuff, all right? The music is for the people. If it's not for the people, you stay in your basement, play for yourself, you know, get all into the higher consciousness of this and what's he thinking about. Because after the music's gone, the cat who's playing can't even tell you what he's thinking about.
Yeah.
Because music's in the air. Okay. I had a dream of heaven. I was 7. Amidst the warm, wavy grains in the fields, we lived in a little hut with a TV. I was loved. You showed me the TV and said, remember this and remember that. It was wonderful up there. I felt so warm and loved, and we all laughed at so much. And I remembered Earth as a cold rock, a harsh place, a hard hell. But it was so fun and exciting, and I said, let's do it again.
I just want to interrupt the music to say that really, in full earnesty, that was very beautiful. That's from Ma Rajah Sweets and Seth Graham. Song for that from Camo Tapes. And now we have some Kyle Bobby Dunn coming up. Ghost Keeping Verses 1-4. So, the nuts in the granola bar are particularly essential because nuts are very agrarian. They bring you back to a sort of hunter-gatherer period when every day was a fight for survival. That was Kyle Bobby Dunn with his song Ghost Keeping Verses 1-4 off the album Kyle Bobby Dunn. and the infinite sadness. Whose infinite sadness? It doesn't say. Possibly his, possibly yours. And he is from Montreal. He creates this soothing drone music, which really lends itself to whatever interpretation you'd like to put on it. Before that, we had Maharaja Suites and Sexagram, Space is the Place, ... for TV. And before that, we had Batch 1 from Camo Tapes, which is off a compilation from the label I is the Sound. I is the... I appear to have forgotten the name of the label. Eye of Now Recordings, there we go. And it's off the compilation album, Family Album. I don't have anything to say about the Maharaja Suites and Seth Graham track, but it was very nice. And if you liked it, I recommend checking it out further, on your own time. Not during this radio broadcast. Coming up, we got some Sophie, Architecture in Tokyo, Chevalier Avant-Garde, and New Balance. Sophie, from the UK, who recently achieved the prestigious Best New Track for her collaboration with QT, Hey QT on Pitchfork, Best New Track, for those of you who are tapped into current events, the crises which are consuming the world, while I broadcast from this isolated, hermetic music chamber. Hey QT, Best New Music. And Sophie is going to be here on Thursday at the Fortune Sound Club. That is tomorrow. Tickets are less than or $20, I will say that. That is going to be my hypothesis. So we got Sophie, Architecture in Tokyo, Chevalier Avant-Garde, and New Balance. The song from Sophie is Lemonade, Architecture in Tokyo, Mimosa. And we're going to segue into that in just a moment. ミルクシーフードを食べようとするスーダン。そこへ、ん？チーズ星人、ペッパー星人、陽気に現る。チチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチチ
Concerts and Neptune Records present a Southern Lord Recordings tour featuring Obliterations. With openers, Baptists, and Torch Runners. This Saturday, October 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Door 7 p.m., show 8 p.m., and 11 p.m. Obliterations, composed of current and ex-members of Black Mountain, Savior, and Nighthorse, are on tour to support their debut full-length release, Poison Everything. Tickets are $13, available online at ticketweb.ca, also available in person at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and Scrape Records.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Chris Horrific. Parts Unknown. What you just heard was Architecture in Tokyo. Mimosa, featuring some Japanese characters. I believe the Google Translate tells me that this translates into Super Sex Forever, featuring Super Sex Forever. And the fact that the English characters following read out as Super Sex 420, I think reiterate the idea that this is what the translation is, that it is an accurate translation. Architecture in Tokyo, I believe, based in New York. Very kind of new gen vaporwave-ish. Is it cultural appropriation? I'm not equipped to answer these questions. I just click buttons and keys, and I slide faders up and down. Before that, we heard Sophie, who will be here from the UK at Fortune Sound Club tomorrow. And, yeah, if you're into it, you should go check that out. Or you could be sad at home on a Thursday, which is really what those interim days, those weekdays are for, is moping. Going to work, coming back from work, day in, day out, until you get your little bit of allotted release on the weekend, that little dog treat that we all get to enjoy on the weekends. Coming up next, we have Chevalier Avant-Garde with their song Killing Fields. Brackets, it's the night mix, Killing Fields. And looking at Chevalier Avant-Garde, they have quite the classical taste it seems to be this thing in experimental music now, this fashion. It's carried on for some time, of course. We're all familiar with the cover of... I've forgotten the name of the band. Joy Division. The cover of their album Closer, with that classical piece of architecture, that idea of degradation, loss, very pleasurable irony in examining these impeccable figures, these little bits of perfection that have been corroded and changed over time. Or maybe they haven't. Maybe the perspective is somewhat different. At any rate, Chevalier Avant-Garde buy into this. They've got the Grecian architecture, the statues, the statuesque peoples, the busts. And now we're going to listen to Killing Fields. And after that, we're going to hear a track from New Balance, who's playing a Halloween show, I believe. But the song is Restate, and it's the alternate version of Restate. But for me, I'm striving to find meaning in that, because I don't think I've heard the non-alternate version of the song. And really, isn't alternate just a term that is used to differentiate things that were never really...
Thank you.
Listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the UBC campus. Thank you for tuning in today. Coming up next, we've got Asian Wave. Stay tuned in for that. What you just heard was New Balance's Restate, the alternate version, and for that, Killing Fields Night Mix from Realign, an album from Chevalier Avant-Garde out of Montreal. And I made some comments about their particular aesthetic choices earlier. Looking at the side, they have this to say on their Bandcamp. Chevalier Avant-Garde is a Montreal-based duo of Euro expats Dimitri and Philip who share a love of low lighting, shadows, and ancient ruins. Like Alejandro Jodorowsky's Globetrotting Enigmas, Philip and Dimitri are citizens of an aesthetic more than any recognized polity. You know, Montreal, it's a very classical place. It's a very architectural place. It's a very fashionable place. It's where our artists reside. And I can imagine myself listening to this in my industrial apartment in the industrial part of town where my warehouse has been segmented into three separate residences for young professionals such as myself. I sleep on a concrete bed, take steam showers, go out wearing 6-7 layers of draped clothing, one jean jacket, drapes. Anyhow, coming up next is Asian Wave. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. And, you know, it was really nice to be on air. And hey, yeah, that's great. We're going to just exit on some Jesse Lanza. Stay tuned in, please.
So strong.